I'm gonna go Friday morning over to Long Bay Classic.
Yeah, I think they weigh in Thursday night, right?
Well, I'd like to bring the January the 14th, 2020 meeting to order, and I request a moment of silence, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Okay, Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Present.
Jerusalem Township Fire Department, 1900, ready to test.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes from December 30th, 2019, regular meeting.
Okay, I looked over those. I did not see any changes that needed to be done on that one, so I move to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, Mark Sattler. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Did you read them over, Bo, or they were same as last year?
These ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the amendments we got.
Okay, yeah.
Additional,
yeah, yeah,
I should say. Yep, yeah,
you're right. You need a motion for that?
For that?
Yeah. Well,
why don't you put that in old business?
We must do it. No. We're accepting the.
Oh.
We have to put them in here to
sounds
put
good.
Yeah.
I could include it in today's and just put it as that. So you want that as like attachment to?
Yeah, the attachment to the. Or the organizational meeting, yeah.
Okay.
Want to make a motion, Bo?
Yeah, so I move to accept the December 30th annual reorganizational meeting minutes with the fire department additions.
I can second that.
Roll call.
You got to sign that one.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler. Motion carried.
I guess you're on. Fiscal officer's report.
Sign that one. Sorry. If I do it now, then I'll track it down later.
Here's this one.
Thank you. In your pile of papers, you have fund status report for the new year with $593,694.56 in Star, Ohio, and $146,163.64 in the checking account. Payments since the beginning of the year. Electronic payment 20-2020. And then warrant numbers 18323 through 18357, totaling $38,047.02. Deposits since the beginning of the year, totaling $4,351.
Okay, I can move to accept the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that.
Well, thank you, since there's nobody else here, too. Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Fiscal officer, have anything else?
Let me see if it's on your agenda. Is that letter on the agenda?
The one that was in our box?
Yes.
We're going to wait on that till the next meeting.
Okay.
That was this one, Dave.
The end? You
know, yeah.
The temporary appropriations are in, and I think, you know, we're all good as far as, like, getting ready to close out 2019. So just getting W-2s printed and we'll have the permanent appropriations done pretty soon, right? And, yeah, I don't have anything else other than that, that whole mess is behind us now, so. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mike?
Okay. We had, you know, kind of quiet over the holidays. 2 weeks was pretty much of nothing going on for the programming. So on that note, the basketball regular season is over as of this weekend. Volleyball is next, and they are implementing a new policy, our program, which is the baseball and softball, which we utilize in the Wynn gym quite a bit. So that'll be something different. We'll have to figure that out and see how everything goes there. Hopefully it's a smooth usage of the building. A couple things just to clean up some stuff from last year. I did go after the meeting we had, the last one, the next day I did call True Green. And I canceled the one, everything we talked about. So all that's cleaned up. The baseball diamonds stay the same. The offices get the three treatments. The Wood County, or the Wood, Oakwood Cemetery gets the three treatments, and that's it. So it takes the total down to $52.97. I asked about a discount and one check. She said if we pay it by February, we will get a 3% discount. It takes it down to $51.40 and some change. And I will give that to Joel, and hopefully that should be the end of that. And I know I brought to your attention last time that I never got a call back from Landart. He called me a couple days after I electronically signed this, and I told him the mistake that he made. He mismeasured the Jover Park, but it was higher than the other bid, so I you know, we went with the True Green, and he assured me that he would beat the bid, and I sold. It's already done. So he's somebody that I will keep in contact with for next time or whatever. So okay, and then we'll progress now, starting with our the first part of our projects that we will do. Is the first thing I want to get done is restoring the diamonds and have them regraded, and I will talk to Blousy to handle that. Hopefully, it should be relatively inexpensive and. It just needs to be done every few years, and it's time to get it done. And on that note, I think that is about all I have for tonight.
Mike, I was just curious, has the school used the parking lot and used the walkway?
On some of the occasions they do, and I talked to Jeff Stratka, he's the principal. I said, use it as much as you want.
Yeah.
It's yours to use. And he said, I have taken advantage of it a few times. I've always suggested to him have a teacher's park back there, and then everybody else can park the parking lot. So, but he can.
You get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, and it's a nice addition for me, and they have used it a few times. So, as long as it keeps getting used,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and we will clean that up this spring too. So, I do have a couple things here. There's one from last month. You were there.
Oh yeah.
And then here's the True Green.
$51.40.79.
The bottom number that's
is the discount.
Yep, yep.
So we pay it to the same True Green price. Bill, we've been.
Yeah, and she says as long as it's paid by February, the discount will hold.
Okay. End of February?
She didn't give me a date.
January 31st.
Perfect.
That's before February. I mean, I doesn't really matter.
Yeah, be so specific with this guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, because like
he'll squeeze every.
Well, we temporary appropriations, you know, we probably have enough because, you know, I didn't plan on paying at all, but it's the discounts, something.
Oh, yeah. I think it's 100 and something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's almost it's a treatment at the office.
Absolutely.
Is that it, Mike?
Mike, real quick, you weren't at the reorg meeting, but, and I think we might have talked about this last year, but one meeting a month, matter which one.
Well, I was going to come next time, but we have something on that date.
Okay, so. Just so you knew, you didn't have to make the first one, because I know originally it was stated
and
in there.
And you did bring that to my attention.
Okay, I just want to make sure we had brought it up at the reorganization meeting, so.
Thank you, Mike.
And it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
What are you doing here?
28?
39?
Yeah, okay. Like that. All right.
If that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Make sure she pays.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll move on to the fire department. Tony.
We're getting in, Erwin. Looks like weather could be changing this weekend, so just be prepared. Be prepared. They are talking a little fog and slippery roads, possibly even in the morning, icy fog. So just be cautious with that. First thing I wanted to address with everyone was provided you the revised, corrected SOP for the payroll for the fire department. It does reflect the increase there too. So, and then one that Mr. Bench has the signing acknowledgement that, you know, yep. After you guys go through it and everything, dissect it, and if there's any other revisions, we'll go from there.
I'm going to, just on that real quick, just because it wasn't, I want to make sure it's clear for the notes. I'll add it to the reorg meeting.
Wait, put it right on
but,
there. Okay.
But I'm going to have to just make another sent paragraph. Saying, because we made the motion to accept it, so I'll just type that and insert that into the reorg meeting minutes so that it's there for the future, and I'll just leave it as an attachment so that every year we don't miss it because it is a wage that we pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to approve those wages, right?
Yep.
And then we don't forget it.
Yep. So Assistant Chief Shea happened to be in town today. We had meetings at Clay High School and stuff, so... we reviewed it together and made the corrections and changes that were necessary, and we've got that all. That's what you have. Next thing I wanted to identify to you is on the 911 consolidation dispatching. So an email came out to the chiefs from Matt Heierman, and this is in regards to there's beginning the representative committees now. So from the suburban municipality fire representatives, Josh Hartberg from White House is one. Denny Hartman from Oregon is another one. They haven't picked them yet. I'm just telling you these are the municipal ones. Doug Myers from Waterville and Brandon Lobrucheski from Maumee. So that's on the city departments. Then on the township departments, it's available. The township fire representative is selected by Lucas County Township Association. So that's, again, you guys. I will be reaching out to the Trustees Association Chair, Chuck...
Herschel.
Thank you. To coordinate their appointment at their next meeting. As such, and if you are a township fire chief interested in serving or advocating for a period, a particular chief to serve, just reach out to your respective trustees. I'll just say this. Us, as Jerusalem Township, we are the only township that are still a strictly, most all are paid on call departments, but we are the only department that is not staffed. Most all of the other townships have a staffing component to theirs where they're staffed either partially, part-time of the day or not. So my only concern is because that may impact things a little bit differently, I'm a little concerned on that behalf. So on that note, I would be willing to participate in this, but I can also tell you that I think Don Murray, but I don't know that he's qualified, or because he's a deputy chief, I don't know that he would be allowed to, but I'm just putting that out there. So,
if we go to a meeting, we can say say you're interested.
You want to. And that's my protective interest in it is because we are still of that nature, and I'm also concerned with how the mutual aiding is going to take place and stuff like that. Okay, moving to the next order of business. Linda had assisted in, we have two bid quotes for demolition of the house next door. And so the two quotes are actually right here. And you can see them. Jensen was the better priced quote to have the house next door taken down.
Yeah,
so
38 December 5th. That's like what we pay for like a regular house, you know, that we've torn down in the past.
Yeah, I understand.
Real reasonable.
Right. So
that's reasonable.
That's actually less than what we paid.
So that's entirely up to you, gentlemen, if you want us to proceed with that. And I did allocate some monies for that to take place. I know that you guys in the township is taking a very assertive effort to make sure that we're cleaning up the community, and I want the fire department to be as a responsible community member on that too. So
that will be happening pretty soon.
Pending your approval of the expenditure.
Do you want to, Joel?
That's over my.
Do you want to wait till permanent appropriations are done for that, or no?
Not for that little. That's $38.99 under $4,000.
It's under. Yeah.
That's. I think I'd rather not see it there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then to look at it for another couple of months.
They're going to leave the well, aren't they? You'll leave the well?
Yeah, it's just the demolition of the house. And he actually said that he would, when I spoke to the gentleman, he said that he would remove all the metals and everything and keep that separate. That would allow us to take that to scrap out and maybe get $100 back out of it or something. It was just, it reduces the weight. So, I'm not opposed to it. I got a trailer that can do it. So, for what little bit. Hey, I'm willing, if I can save $100, I'll take $100. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can make a motion that for the old Perry House, the fire, what do you want to call it, the fire
training center?
The fire training center, that we have a bid here from Jensen Construction for $3,899, and that was the lowest bid of the two that we have, and
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Chief.
Yes,
if they end up doing that with the scrap, just make sure we get a receipt back, because I don't want anybody
absolutely.
Making any accusations
absolutely.
That somebody was
that
peeling
would come
off
back
there.
To the township.
So
yeah.
I just know how it would be. Somebody would see you hauling
yep.
the scrap out of there, and they'd be, oh, the chief's stealing scrap. So just
I appreciate
that. And I know you wouldn't steal it. Just
his flat tire would be more expensive dragging the scrap.
So it's on the record, just so we know. It's
no problem.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that. On the Howard Roadhouse that was available to us for training, I did call Mr. Grottle and explained to him that through the EPA requirements now, it's just impossible. It's too costly. EPA requirements were now included the complete removal of all the shingles, the removal of all the siding, a third-party lead abatement, and a third-party asbestos abatement. Yeah. So, gentlemen, I pretty much, anyone that comes and asks me if we're going to burn down a house, no, it's not going to happen. We will just do live fire trainings at Oregon where permits are available and we can work within those. So just sharing that with you. But I greatly appreciated the generosity of the use of the property to use for training. And I explained that to Mr. Grottle. And
you're lucky you didn't go see him.
Yeah. Okay. As far as beginning of the year, we've been, we're only at like about four runs right now so far, so they're just normal rescue runs, nothing of any super consequence and everything, but we've had a really good showing of participation at these. Firefighter Swanson has continued to look for us for a brush truck, and we think we found something that's kind of appealing. Up at Matthews Ford, there is a 2019 one-ton 4x4. This is a dually chassis, and this also has a Knack box, however you say that.
Knack.
Knack. Is that how you say it? So it has cabinetry on it as well. It is a full 8-foot bed. The bed is adequate for the skid unit that we're trying to get a grant for. And the price that I have is, I don't believe this is the state bid price. This is no tax. I would have to go back to them and talk to them for the state bid price. But here's what's available, and this is just a look at. This is a diesel. So it kind of, with the additional of the side boxes on there, it's really appealing. If you wanted to see the vehicle, just stop at Matthews. It's right in the front.
I think I saw that.
And it's a
wrong color.
It also has a, it has a snowplow prep, dual alternators, obviously towing package. It's the vinyl interior and everything. So it really kind of hits the mark on all of it. I'm unfamiliar with their diesels. I know you.
What's the price on, Dave?
You may know. 40, it's less than 50,000.
I think you're, I wouldn't own another diesel, a new diesel at all, Tony. I'll just tell you that.
The new emissions.
But they're so costly to get repaired. You have to tear the whole cab off to fix anything. I think you're crazy. I won't vote for a diesel, and I think you're crazy for getting a dually. I think a brush truck, you're going to want to go places. I think you're better off with a four-wheel drive, just pickup, you know, with a thing in the back myself. I don't know about you, Bo,
well,
that's my opinion.
Too, huh?
Yeah, it is. We were looking for a crew cab.
I agree. I personally don't think we need a dually, unless the deal was just so fantastic that we couldn't pass it off.
If you recall the other prices that we were receiving, we were right at $40,000.
Yeah.
That was without that was just a conventional box.
Yeah.
But the NAC toolbox, or the box on there, is a little over $7,000 just for that thing. So it's almost, so it was interesting. That's where we're at.
Ford has those, what, they're 7.2s or something, internet. They're gassers now. They just started making them last year.
Okay.
Yeah. If I was looking for something, that's what I'd look for. Yes, I have a diesel, but it's an older diesel. It doesn't have the problems these new ones have.
If you recall, I was not the one that was a fan of getting a diesel, just because. Yeah.
Telling you my opinion.
I mean, this truck will, you know, last a lifetime for Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
For the amount of service it would be.
That's why you're better off, because I was told that the salesman and the mechanics over at General Ford said you got to be putting at least 20 to 30,000 miles on a diesel to make it pay.
Yes.
And to burn that, you know, that new, the urea in it. He says there's no way that if you put 600 miles on that truck a year, or it'll be less than 1,000. You just can't see the benefit.
Okay.
And you have to tell them guys that. Tell them to go and talk to a mechanic. you did too, Bo. Remember you went?
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you an idea of what was out there. We're still looking. We're talking to some of the other dealers, and the focus is on the state bid pricing.
Oh, it has to be, yeah.
With the NAC box, that was just a plus because it was there. It was on it. It's not something you guys are necessarily looking for.
Nope. It wasn't on the total radar of it.
Yeah, just it happened to fall in there.
Right. But I was surprised for that price got below 50,000 for that. Okay. Other than that, I believe that's had meetings with the school today on school safety and stuff. Everything's going, our cooperation with them is, you know, spot on. Joel, I'm happy to report, has been continuing to do inspections, so we're moving along on our inspections. I know he'll be moving towards the lodge cabins here shortly, so that's going well. That's all I got to report.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay, I guess we move on to the zoning inspector, and the zoning inspector's not here, I see. Kevin, you awake?
The only thing I got, we've just been pumping back in the marsh again. We've been doing that for about 6 days now. Other than that, we're just doing winter maintenance. That's all I got. If you guys got something for me.
I guess, should I bring that up? One of the trustees from Allen called me today, and they're not interested at all in sharing that
Really?
That piece of equipment. So, but they are willing to send them in, and if we, you know, did the rest, bought the product and stone and everything, they would work with us, but they don't want to. They had real bad situation with Clay Township and doing this together, so they don't want to do it again. So, but they would work with us. So, you know, it might work out better for us.
Right. Yeah, we don't put the money out. And,
yeah.
You know.
So that's that just came up today.
That's fine. I wasn't crazy about it, but I, at the cost of the thing, I was willing to work with them. You know, I mean, I because it was going to save us money in the long run. Yeah, but yeah.
We can't afford. We don't have enough miles of roads to buy the whole thing. That almost 60,000.
Another year we might, if the county gives us more.
Right? More roads, you mean? Yeah. not more money.
Yeah. No. So that would be a rate that they'd get with us then, right? They'd say, hey, it's going to cost you this much for this guy.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that all out and have that laid out. So, you know, we're not going to be here forever either, and those guys over there aren't. Yep. So this goes on through, and, you know, yeah.
Still might be cheaper than the county. I mean, to have them come out and spray patch or...
We can look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
At least if we do a few things with it, you know, like where the sewers went across, fix those bumps and that and stuff like that.
Well, they must have all kinds of money over there then.
Well, I guess they've been saving for it, and then they're going to, you know, I think they got enough for half of it, he said. Oh. Then they're going to, you know, take a loan out for the rest. Yeah, I was surprised. I thought they would jump to go together with us, but I guess not. That it then, Kev? Okay. Okay, Mark's not here. He would have... Kevin, do you have anything on the cemetery?
No, nothing other than those changes that we made for the appropriations, just the wordage of the holiday stuff.
Holiday stuff?
Yep.
Cool. Okay, trustees reports. I guess Mark's not here for the cemetery either. And Holland Reynolds,
we have four so far. So a lot of scout stuff coming in, getting them all. And I didn't miss the cutting clinic this year. I got that one nailed down. I need them to get me that date for next year. So I have it in the book right now.
It's good to see that the community hall uses the hall.
Yep.
That's what's cool about it. We don't make any money on it, but it's the community's hall. Okay, well, flip her over. Old business. Sandbags, that goes to you, Kevin.
The sandbags, there's two different places we can get them. And obviously, before all the dilemmas with me, I didn't get the prices, but I think what we'll do is use the bags that we have, and we'll see how many we fill, and we'll just replace them at a later date. Because the bales that we got now of bags, they're in bales of 1,000 bags, so we just got to pick a number and see what it's going to cost us totally, from if the mill's going to do them or whatever, what it's going to cost to advertising.
So. How many bundles we have, Kevin? Oh, quite a few.
Bundles.
Must be quite
100, maybe.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we got enough.
There's a bunch out there.
I didn't realize we had that many.
There hasn't been a physical count on them in about 10 years. So
the county, the count will be off for the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, they'll know.
They'll come in and say we had one bale. I have no idea what... And what happened to the rest?
Well, the Corps was supposed to come down to inventory their bags back in August, and they had their flood. Never heard another word from them. So
they're not going to take your time.
Hopefully there's that many there.
Okie doke.
So basically we just got to come up with a number, right? What we want to put it.
What we want, I guess. And I guess, you know, we can't wait too long because we're going to have to, the mill won't do it if...
Yeah, in the middle of the summer.
Yeah,
they're begging.
Yeah,
you're
not going to ask in the middle of summer to do it, yeah.
The big thing is just to see how they're stacked and how many go on a pallet, and that way we could have a better judge of, okay, we want 30 pallets.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Are we getting 5,000 bags or 1,000? Yeah.
Yeah, because we only got so much room to store on pallets.
So. Yeah, it'd be a trial run, too, so... Yeah. Okie doke. Brown Road and Turner, I guess that's basically done, but we got that flapper. And I was going to hit the engineer on that when I see him next time.
And ask him if we, do they have a contractor they recommend and we can, because it's going to come out of the stormwater money anyway.
More than likely.
So if they tell us, you know, who we can get it done.
Maybe just do it ourselves, and it'll get done and get done right too.
Yeah, and just say like, listen, all right. Well,
I'll say that to him.
Or if they've got the flapper and can give us the flapper, well, and then we.
On Brown Road, they were going to put that blowback for better.
Yeah.
In there where Sheehan's is, because that's where that line goes into the ditch.
Well, yeah. We've over a year now. We've been waiting on this, so.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If we can get it from them, the backup preventer, and have it here, then hire our own contractor and then just reimburse it out of the stormwater.
I think you're right.
It's the only way we're going to get stuff done anymore.
Okay. Ditch petitions. I got an appointment with him for the 24th to see Mike Panuski to get that done. And I don't know, you've been taking care of this for the cemetery, you and Mark, yep. And you know anything?
No. So when you're there, if I'm going to call Alan again and see, you know, he had promised us by the end of 19 we'd have a scope of work.
Maybe I'll stop over and I'll meet him. I've never met him. He's new.
Yeah. Well, he's been there. He's sat in the meetings with us.
But, I mean, he hasn't been the head guy.
Yeah. But... You know, we want to break ground on that this year, so.
Okay, that state capital budget, I guess that's a, Mark's working on with Sam.
About the paths and.
The paths and the dikes and everything, and he said he.
And I don't think we're going to get it for this year. Money this year, oh, yeah,
well,
it's 2021.
He might try, when he gets back, he's going to try and get it done, I think he said. Okay. We'll see. You're probably right, though, yeah. Jerusalem Township strategic planning. I don't know much about it either. Mark's
Linda.
Always doing that, I think.
I thought Linda was doing that.
Linda and Mark together? Could be.
So.
We'll table that for the next time. Alan and Jerusalem Township unsewered project update.
Did you see the email?
Yeah, I was going to read it. I thought it was pretty interesting. Everybody should hear about it. I want to give you a brief update on the status of public sewer project completed for the Curtis area. This is Jim Shaw is talking to us. As you recall, working with the Ottawa County and Allen Township, we contracted with a consulting engineer, I'm pretty sure it's Pogemeyer, to prepare a general plan as required by the Ohio EPA based on the excessive cost of this project. We have had many discussions with state agencies in seeking funds to complete a public sewer project to comply with anticipated Ohio EPA findings and orders. As a result, we, Ottawa County Commissioner Mark Stahl, Lucas County Commissioner Pete Kirkin, Ottawa County Sanitary Engineer Kelly Fry, and I met with Ohio EPA Director Lori Stevenson in Columbus in mid-December 2019. We all know that the validity of the project, and it is simply too costly without grant funding to proceed. With the location of the populated unsewered area is proximity to Lake Erie. We presented the attached bullet points to the Ohio EPA director in an effort to educate her on the project and seek any available funds to assist the property owners in the area. As a follow-up to the meeting, the commissioners plan to seek assistance through the legislative process with state senators and state representatives to obtain grants to contribute toward the initial phase engineering design of the project to enhance our ability to be ready for the future grant funding opportunities. I guess so we're ready if the grants are there. Project information. The project is located directly 4.5 miles south of Maumee Bay State Park. The project will serve the communities of Curtis and Williston. Project is shared between Lucas and Ottawa counties. Project is number one unsewered area project in both counties. Project will serve 865 equivalent dwelling units made up of 613 homes and one nursing home. Project necessity. High levels of E. coli have been found in Cedar and Crane Creek, Cedar and Crane Creek's outlet in the outlet into Lake Erie near Maumee Bay State Park. Ottawa County and Lucas County Health Departments have determined that unsanitary conditions exist. Ohio EPA has infested the project area. Ohio EPA ordered the Lucas and Ottawa County Commissioners to prepare a general plan. A general plan has been prepared recommending sanitary sewers be installed. The project includes the installation of 20 miles, almost 21 miles, of sanitary sewer, 3 pump stations, and 40 grinder pumps. Wow. Ottawa County will maintain the construction. Lucas County will operate the system. Oregon will treat the wastewater. And I'll leave down, if anybody wants to see it, I'll give it to them, but there's numbers here, how much it would cost. Relevant facts, homeowners' monthly cost without 100% grant funds is the highest in the state. EPA will likely press for construction of the project, regardless of funding. Project will demonstrate state's commitment to address failed septic systems. Project will directly affect Lake Erie's water quality. So that's there is something going on between Allen Township, Jerusalem Township, and Ottawa County and Lucas County. So any questions?
What I take from that is that until funding gets secured to move the project forward, there's going to be...
Well, they also said in here that the EPA might mandate it, force it down their throats.
But then they're going to go look for money to pay for it.
That's kind of what I'm getting out of it, too.
They say it's... Study's done, and this is what they found, and we don't have any money to.
I mean, what was it, Dave? $276 a home?
Yeah, per month. Like that. Per month.
Sewers?
Yeah, I didn't.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Minus the assessment for the.
Yeah, it's $218.
Yeah. A month for what'd they say the package was total? Like, does it say in there what they thought it was going to take completely?
It was 20 million. Million.
It was ridiculous.
20 million. And we're just lucky that they're going to shoot it up the tracks and take it to Oregon. And we're just lucky they don't have to put a package plan in there. Oregon's going to take it. So that helps immensely, too. It probably never would happen if you had to put a package plan in there to take care of it. So that's where that stands. I thought we'd put it on Jerusalem, Journal. So a lot of people ask about it, The crazy lady, he was in there about 2-3 years ago asking, what are you guys going to do? Because he's got a direct shot right in that creek.
Yes, he can smell when he walks
by. He can smell it when he walks by, yeah. Any questions? Okay, we did that one. Okay, we got to read this one off. This is the one you wanted.
Well, not me, but they wanted to do. So the background on that is for the fund to request of the state of make sure you give a little background. Request of the state.
If I read it off, we'll understand it all. Everybody will.
Okay. Well, if you want to give some background on why we're setting up the fund.
Okay, I'll just read it off and
we'll discuss it afterwards.
Yeah. I guess I could make the motion and read it. Where do you want me to do, or just read it off?
It's gonna have to be a resolution.
Yeah, a resolution. I was going to make a motion to make the resolution. Let me do it right away.
That's fine with me.
Okay, I'll make a motion to make a resolution, whereas Jerusalem Township wishes to separately track all proceeds from the sale of land bank properties, and whereas Jerusalem Township wishes to reinvest all such proceeds of land bank property sales into the demolition and abandoned structures in order to clean up such properties and improve Jerusalem Township, and whereas Jerusalem Township wishes to categorize such proceeds and expenses separately year to year, therefore it is resolved by the Jerusalem Township trustees to establish a separate fund revenue account for such proceeds and expenses, expense accounts for such expenses.
So long story short is, we get properties from the land bank for free, little lots here and there. We turn around, we sell them to the adjoining homeowner or property owner, put it back into tax value. We're not getting a lot of money. It's $500 here, $300 here, maybe $1,000. We want to be able to track that money to say, hey, we're gonna use this money to tear down more houses, clean up the neighborhood more. Because it, if I'm right, Joel, we have about enough in our budget to do one demolition a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Is about what we have. So this way we could say we're not really using tax dollars, you know, we're using money that we earned to put back, to reinvest back into keeping the community.
So the background is the state of Ohio requires a resolution to be made by the board to then ask them to allow us to set up another fund, not tax supported fund, just another fund in the accounting system. The only reason you would do that is so that every year the money just rolls into the new year's fund instead of it going into the checking account and then you having to remove the money back for that. So it's just more for tracking purposes and keeping the money separate, so when you sell a house and you make profit, you have an income side and then an expense side if you go to use the money for it. And the general fund can, of course, always be used to demo houses and acquire this property, but we want to just see it separately. The state of Ohio could say, no, you're not going to have this fund, but we have to pass a resolution asking them.
Oh, they could tell us no.
Oh, yeah, and they could just, and they would say, look, you already have the general fund, just pay it out of there and don't do this.
Hmm.
It's up to them. They have to pick the funds. They pick the funds.
So it's not a set in stone yet?
No, not at all. Not at
so
all.
I second that resolution.
Okay, second that.
Interesting.
How did you get a list of the land that's in land bank?
Linda has a list.
Our properties or the ones available from the land bank?
From the land bank.
They do, the land bank itself.
Yeah.
Lucas County Land Bank.
But they give them to, I think they give them to us first.
If they're available to
if
be
they're here. Available. Like, I don't think you could go to a land bank and say, I want to buy these five lots all over here. Like, right. If I, you know, they got to cut, they come to us first.
I mean, from you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll, we have it. And what she does is when we decide we're going to sell a lot, she then sends out letters to all the owners,
adjacent owners.
Basically, then we kind of see who sends back the best bid on it. Or if we say, if it's a buildable lot, then we say, no, this is what we want for it. We put it up for sale because we got some on the market now with a realtor. There's one or two in Bono, and there's a couple in Reno. So there's some that we've got up for sale that are actually, you know, a couple thousand dollars a piece.
Nice.
So, like, if that property, like, I know you have a vacant lot next to you. So, if that one, if we ever got that from the land bank, she would send you a letter first because you're the adjoining property owner to say, hey, do you want to buy this? Makes the most sense for somebody like you to own it than sell it to somebody that's never going to be able to build on it.
Okay.
So, you got that? Good. Do roll call now?
Okay. Roll call, Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mark's quiet tonight.
It's on the beach. Okay, we'll move on to new business then. You don't have any more old business, do you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, we're moving to new business. There's not too much here. Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce, State of the Communities. That's January 22nd. The 2020 OTA Winter Conference is February 4th, the 8th in Columbus. The Timacog General Assembly is January the 27th. The Blood Drive here at Jerusalem Township is the 24th, January 24th from 12 to 5:30 p.m. And Lucas County Township Association annual meeting is January the 23rd. I can't go, Bo. Are you going at all? Or?
I might be able to.
I got something else going on. I can't make it. I wish
I'll mark that in my book. I'll see if I can make it to that one.
Okay. And Temecog Stormwater Quality Planning is the 16th. And I think we've did it. Got anything new?
That Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber one, that's a... that's the one you go to at Bay Park? Is it in the basement of Bay Park?
No, it's St. Charles.
Oh, it's St. Charles. Okay. And you're going to that to give the report?
Yeah.
Okay. I have new business. Sorry.
Oh, well, yeah.
Was it on the agenda?
Yeah, we don't have to do anything.
It's going to be after I take the note. Anyways, when I paid the taxes for the township, property taxes, there's two, I know I gave you the one, but I'm gonna make sure you guys, we need to work on this, so like, we acquired properties and it looks like they assessed the delinquent tax on some of those properties to us. And then there are properties that we acquire that they, these aren't large amounts, but they're still.
The one's 16,000.
It is. That's just that 810 Water Street. So I don't know if, it's obviously some issue there, you know.
It's just paperwork.
That was the one we just tore down. No.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, but it's just paperwork. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. So I'm giving you both of these to look through because these pile that she has needs to be addressed. Some of them are minor, but.
Yeah, most of them, it's only that one, 16,000, yeah. But I happened to be in the office and they said it was just paperwork.
Right. And so we only paid the properties that were, because, okay, just so you understand this, because if it ever comes up, because we did, we own property, right, like the rec, the ball diamonds or the training center or the park or over here in the office. We don't pay tax on those, but we do pay assessment fees, which can be a lot, right? If you own a lot of property, your assessment is still going to be higher. But some of these have general taxes assigned to them, and we can't.
It should have been erased.
So even if it's $4, we should try to move to getting them off. The big one was the rec field, right? That took a long time. You know, we had to apply for it.
Yep.
Even though we're the government, we shouldn't pay our taxes to ourselves. That seems stupid. But I guess for the next meeting, I would just like follow up because she knows how to do this. And she's done it the last couple of years, and it just needs to get done for sure because it's due January 31st. I don't want to incur some dumb penalty because
they were supposed to do it right away, so I don't know. Right. We'll see what happens.
One hand ain't talking to the other.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
one
right.
Floor up from the other, one government center.
See, like this one here on Riceland, that's down. Isn't that going back to like your place? Riceland, isn't that the road? Goes back to Shadler's?
In there, yes.
That's Raceland. And we own just a lot down there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, and also check for accuracy, like to make sure that we should be having those. The ones we did pay were all assessments, and they were like the obvious stuff. If that could be followed up with them, because by next meeting, it'll be almost to the end of the month.
I'll get back with I just happened to be here that day, so I'll ask her when she comes next time. And
yeah, I don't want to pay any penalties that we shouldn't pay anything on.
Now where's that one at? 415 Sacks. That's all part of the wreck, ain't it?
That's part of the wreck.
But I thought we had them removed. Or is that just the... Yeah, it's got a general tax on there.
Mm.
All right. I don't have any
also, is there any public participation? Jim, you mentioned you're
talking about the
Jim.
Jim,
say your name for
him. Oh yeah, James Boothby. Year in and year out, we talk about the gate at Seaman and Teachout, the antiquated gate. Is any you were going to check with the county on that? Flooding season's coming, and it's going to be a beauty. So,
I'll mention it to him again. I tried to get him to put a hump there. They won't do that, so it's up.
In the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we just got to put one there ourselves, you know. They say we're not supposed to. I goes, well, if it's flooding, we're putting it there, I said, you know.
Right, but I'm specifically talking about the...
The gate? Yeah. Well
the rebuilding of the gate system that's there that's antiquated.
What we're really hoping to do, and I think they'll do it sometime, because the road's going to hell, too. The road, it's wet all the time. It's going right underneath the road. So I'm hoping that we can do something like, and I've been talking to Panooski about it, putting a flap gate like we did on Sachs Road, and that way the water can't come back in.
Right.
So, but we're going to have to let the water go down, hopefully, you know.
Out at the end of that pump ditch, right?
Yeah, at the cooling.
Yeah.
Or you want to put the valve at the further up.
Yeah, further up. That
instead
way.
Instead of on
Teachout.
That's where by the gun club there,
right.
There's one on the creek end. With the valve, it's all concrete and everything there.
Yeah,
and that worked really good.
Yeah, the county put that one in, and they goofed it up, and we had grotto put in right then.
At a very high expense.
Yeah, but it was put in right.
Right, yeah, just the, it's not cheap is all I'm saying.
Well, no. But the county put it in, I forget what it was, the flapper would open, but it wouldn't close. It wasn't adjusted right, and the guys, they couldn't figure it out, and Rod, he actually had to tear the whole thing out and redo it again. Yeah, it was expensive. You know, if county would have had somebody do it, like Bo says, if we do it ourselves, we're better off.
Yeah. Let us hire the right people and do it.
Yeah, do it ourselves. So, yeah, there's hopefully, you know, not nothing gets done right away, put it that way, in government. But we're working on something, put it that way, Jim.
And they did, it did help. They did adjust that. It helped. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still going to flood.
Yeah, it's still going to leak around it. But
so.
But I think we'll get action on it because of what's happening to the road. Yeah, we don't want to get that road.
No. They might just give the road.
Yeah, that's what I said. We don't want it. Anyone else? Thank you, Jim. I guess not. I need a motion.
I move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mark sitting on the beach saying no.
Yeah.
No.